Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
As Jack Butella for Land Academy, welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the very next day. Great information from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
Here's some funny stuff that happened to us recently.
I realized it's a very, very good thing that I'm not a girly girl, because there are a lot of men in my world, and I realize that every day.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart for kind of being that sort of tomboy girl next door. I really appreciate that.
When I go home, there's more men there. I mean, men, boys, whatever. Come to the office, there's more guys here. There's a lot of men. And could you imagine if I was walking around and I had like air freshener things plugged into the walls and stuff like that?
I don't even want to think about it.
Do you know there's a lot of people that do that?
Oh, yeah. I'm very aware.
I could be here. I have a candle on my desk.
Extremely aware of the percentages of women that do stuff that's extremely
there
feminine.
There you go. There's a few areas that I just, you know, where I draw the line, like, this is not acceptable right here, you know, kind of thing. But for the most part, I'm pretty,
I don't think it's gender specific either.
That's true.
You know.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Because some people are messy. Mm-hmm. But I'm not you.
I mean, femininity is not gender specific.
Femininity is.
Femininity.
That's a big word. Success pants.
Success pants?
I just have to call you success pants now. I'm sorry. Ever since you mistyped that.
It was success pant. Success like pant. Panting.
Well,
like
now it's success pants. Success pants. Success
hey,
pants.
Hey, success pants. Nice work. Good acquisition, success pants.
That's it. I love it. Nice show. Yeah, whatever it is. Oh, I love it.
Okay. In this episode, Jill and I talk about this is the perfect side business, and we talk all about that. It's kind of Jill's show today, and it's a great one. Before we start, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successpants.com, our free online community. No, it's called successplant.com.
Somebody's going to go get that website for us. Yeah. That'd be hilarious. Hey, Jack and Jill, look, I put your photo on Success Pant. That's coming.
I'm sure that's available.
I bet I'm sure that's available, too. All right. It's probably available for $2.99 on GoDaddy. Huh? All right. Josh G. wrote in, I have a guy who wants to sell his property to me, and I'm in the process of doing my homework to verify ownership, taxes,
good for you, Josh,
et cetera. However,
people listen to us once in a while.
And once in a while. Me too. However, he doesn't have the deed for the property. Oh, okay. I would have to get it from dated to doorstep, correct?
This is, all right, hold on. Before the rest of the question, I'm going to answer this. A lot of people think this, and we should bring it up more often. Having a deed to a piece of property is not like having a title to your car. So you need to have a title for your car so it's registered at DMV. I mean, it's actually pretty necessary. If you don't have one, you know, you got to jump through a bunch of hoops to get one because of a lost title. You got to prove a lot of things that you actually own it. It's exactly the opposite with a piece of property. You do not have to have a deed in hand that's signed with the original stuff, like a title to a car. It's recorded at the county, and they'll help you. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go print one out or anything. So anyway, so don't worry about it. Yes, RealQuest, which is our dated to doorstep product.
Dated to doorstep.
Well, yes, exactly. You can pull it from our dated to doorstep product. Yes,
exactly.
You can get it from the county, or you can get it from our dated to doorstep product. It comes with a subscription.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to finish this question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. He says he inherited the property from his dad, who's passed away. And the owner's name is in X properties. I'm not sure how complicated.
So the owner's name is in X properties. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not sure how complicated this makes buying the property in regards to getting the correct signers to sign, et cetera. Where exactly do you find the deeds so I can verify? Thanks. So I actually I actually went in, I don't know if you saw that, I did go in and kind of show him, and I did a screenshot in our product. Yeah. So he knows exactly, oh, you know, it's for our people who are listening that who have dated a doorstep, it's in the property details. If you go in and you mm-hmm. access the property details, you'll see the owner information and all that good stuff. And then there's another link in there for the deed, which is pulled from the county. So you can get it two places. You can go to the county and get it, or you can get it through here because you're already staring at it and pull it up right there.
Dated to doorstep is an end-to-end product with professional tools. It starts with, it offers all the data that you need. It offers real-time access to assessor's databases, 99% of the assessor's databases all over the country. I think it's like 3,300 of the databases. So you get to know property ownership, assessed value. I mean, it's endless. You'll never use the information that's provided in this product.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And then vesting deeds and the whole thing. And then on top of that, it includes printing, bulk mail, printing bulk mail service through a mail merge that's cheaper than the price of a stamp. You can't do it at your kitchen table for this price.
Exactly.
So it's end-to-end professional real estate tools. You ever wonder how these guys that work for large real estate, big commercial real estate companies buy property? Mm-hmm. That's how they do it with yep. this product. You ever see these people on TV and late night, meet me in a Hilton hotel room and I'll give you all the secrets to how to buy property. This is it. This
we
is
just
the
did.
Secret. And they don't even give it to you properly. Oh. They ask you for $50,000 and then they tell you, send out a direct mail campaign and buy some property.
Yeah.
There. I just did it for free. I saved you $50,000.
You did.
And a whole weekend of listening to someone,
you know what? Someone
who grew up in a garage or whatever.
I have to rant for a second here, and it's not about driving for dollars. If I'm in any environment, and anyone is coaching me how to go to my credit card company yep. and up my credit limit, that is immediate for me walking out the door, period.
I've never learned anything in a hotel.
Thank you.
Ever.
Well, I'm just saying, doesn't matter if you're in a hotel or wherever you are, they should not be telling, it could be a timeshare. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just think of it like that, which I do like timeshares, by the way, but if you use them, so.
We have a corporate policy here that we do not upsell. We offer education products, and we offer the tools to get to buy property for half price.
Mm-hmm.
We charge for both of those things most of the time, not all the time, and that's it.
Yep.
We don't. There's not some $50,000 product out there that we're going to try to get you involved in. All of our competitors, every single one, are professional upselling. That's what they do.
They
hook you
just
and they
not.
Sell you something more.
It's just not cool.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. This is the meat of the show. It's called This is the Perfect Side Business. We did a show a long time ago called This is the Perfect Side Business for a Real Estate Agent. And ever since we did that show, it's a top ranking, it's been a top ranking episode for us. So I decided to widen it a little bit and call it, This is the Perfect Side Business in general. Because it really is. Most of our, I would think almost all of our members start this out as a side business. I think with a few exceptions, I can think of about four or five people that, I mean, a lot of them are doing it full time now. They left right. their jobs, but they start out on the weekends, and I would highly recommend that that's what you do. You want to make sure your bills are paid with your regular job. And then, what would you say? How do you phrase that pretty well? When you have to go to your job and it's costing you money instead of making money, because that's what happens to a lot of our members, then quit your job. But
yeah,
don't do it before then.
That's my whole thing. Everybody, they say, they're all excited. Like, I'm retiring. I have this much money. Let's jump in. Like, they're a little bit ahead of the game. So, you know, our three, however many steps ahead. But yeah, I always say, don't quit your day job.
So
do not quit your day job. And like Steven said, when you're losing money now because you're not completing deals and your day job is now costing you money, then it's time to make, then it's time to make different decisions. Now let's look at it differently.
This is when I left. It was a side business for me for a while, and I was working at an investment bank in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a tax deed auction because I didn't know about mailer. I didn't know about direct mail at this time. This is like late 90s. And I went to a tax sale auction and bought, I spent like $80,000, and I bought a ton of property and started selling it on eBay on the side. And I walked in one day and said, you know what? I should be doing this. I mean, I'm going to make, I made like $400,000 on this one tax auction. And I said, to you know, I got it. This is costing me money.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked in and said, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
And then in investment banking and stuff that's sensitive, you know, it's confidentiality sensitive. They said, thanks, there's a door. So I didn't even have to put my 2 weeks in, which is awesome. So I went to work for myself that day.
That's cool. We have a lot of people in our community. What's interesting is I'm glad you're doing the show because this is the perfect side business. And it's not just for real estate professionals. We have a number of people in our community that come from all over, like, you know, medical things, like
Let's name them.
Engineers.
A lot of engineers.
You know, it's really interesting. And it's not necessarily involved in land kind of engineers. That's they're just smart people kind of thing. But it's funny. I mean, we have people that do all kinds of things I wouldn't have thought of, you know, and they're doing this on the side. So the point is, you don't have to be in the real estate world to start something like this. You could be, heck, I mean, dream, you could own a dry cleaners. Let's say, and you want to start a side business. This is not crazy. Yep. You know, it's
perfect.
Be a
college student. We have college students.
We do have college students. I love it too, because you don't have to necessarily be here 9 to 5. You can work it around. I have many, many members are doing this in the evenings and on the weekends.
We have a member. By the way, you can force your spouse to do stuff too if they're at home with the kids. We have a member. She, her husband's a some type of engineer, and she's got two little ones at home. And she's their whole plan. She's planned this out because they're planners.
Mm-hmm.
Her whole plan is to by the time the kids are school age, which is what I guess six or seven,
mm-hmm.
She wants this to be a full-time thing for both of them so mm-hmm. that they can raise their kids at home.
Exactly.
Not homeschool, but you know what I mean.
Exactly.
So everybody seems to have a different approach to it. And, it, you know, as long as you have a plan, any kind of plan, it usually works.
Mm-hmm.
So I get this question a lot along these lines. Like, all right, so great. It's a perfect side business. How long is it going to take for me to, how long is this going to take? And here's the answer. If you work probably, let's say, one day a weekend, you know, 8 hours on Saturday or Sunday, or even 4 or 5, and you follow the steps, you don't lick the mail, you send it where we tell you to and, you know, do the steps, it's going to take about 3 to 4 weeks from start to finish, maybe 5 weeks to do your first deal. And then that's when you find out if this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the vast majority of the people, you know, I've yet to hear somebody say, making extra money is not for me. And with very little effort. And I hate these payments that come in every month. God, this is a pain. Do you hear that with people who own rental houses?
So funny.
I hear this a lot in the rental house business. God, I'm never going to do that again.
Like they're complaining about the accounting of the money coming in?
No, they're complaining about managing rentals.
Oh.
Or their rental house business. You know, wow, I'm never, ever going to do this. I'm like, okay. This just cracks me up.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh, there's work?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to work. I just want to collect money. Okay.
But it is.
Hey, if you don't want to work at all, you just want to collect money and do nothing, you can turn this podcast off right now. Because it turns out making money is a little bit of work.
Mm-hmm.
It can be fun.
It's
fun here. I think we're having fun.
Well, it is the perfect side business too, because I talk to people all the time that some are here to kill it and some are here not to. Some just want to do, you know, they've said, Jill, can I do a deal or two a month and get this rolling and, you know, and go at my own pace? Absolutely. You could do, you know, you still want to send out a good amount of mailers and get the calls coming in, but then you can spread out your acquisitions and get into a system and, you know, say you only want to spend, you know, a night a week and a weekend day, or I don't know, dream it up and make it as big or as small as you want. And, you know, I love it. Hire some help for paperwork. If you want to do that, you can do it.
Yeah. So here's how it works. This is why it's a perfect side business. Because it's scalable. You send a bunch of mail out and then you go to your job. All right. People are going to send the offers back in the mail, or they're going to contact you and leave messages and stuff. You don't have to directly talk to them. Call them back on the weekend and put the deals together. And then you send somebody out to their house, do all the paperwork, and then you sell it on the, you buy the property and then you sell it online for terms. sometimes terms, sometimes cash. And then the payments come in. So great, you did a deal. You did one deal and you got a couple hundred bucks a month coming in every month. Now you do 10 deals. Now you got $2,000 coming in. 20 deals, $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
100 deals, $10,000 to $20,000 a month, quit your job.
Mm-hmm.
It's that easy and you do it all, just do it on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you're not out looking for deal. You don't wake up every single day like a lot of these people that on the internet about driving for dollars. You don't do any of that. Trust me, don't do any of this. This proactive looking for deals is a bunch of malarkey.
Right.
You want to put together a system both on the buy side and on the sell side where everybody comes to you.
Yep.
Send a bunch of mail out and the people who want it, who want to sell the property for that price, they're going to contact you.
Yep.
When you buy the property, post it all over the internet, on your website, the whole thing. And the people who want it will contact you. You don't have to go, you know, this isn't 1959. We don't go door to door selling encyclopedias.
Mm-hmm. That's what I love about this business. The whole thing is letting them come to you. And not only you're isolating and targeting the serious people, you're isolating and targeting the serious sellers, and you're isolating and targeting the serious buyers. We're not out there just blunt, you know, like you just said, saying, hey, call me, I'll buy your land. We're not even going to talk about price or anything.
Nobody's going to call you. Exactly, Jill.
I'm going to buy your land for X.
Well said.
So
it's not negotiable.
It's so nice.
This is the if-then segment of the show. If you do X, then Y will happen. I have to confess, this is going to be a little bit philosophical and not like, it's not going to be an informational directive.
Are you going to be stepping on my segment?
I hope not.
Okay.
I'm not trying to.
Okay.
Hey, if you want to succeed at anything, then make a plan. All right? Don't just be out there meandering like sheep looking for something to eat. It's not going to work. It's not going to fall out of the sky. You got to make a plan.
If you want to be successful, then you need a roadmap.
Or a blueprint.
Is that what you're saying?
You just need a plan, man. Oh. You know, make a plan.
Does that apply for dating?
I don't know what applies to dating. I've never been successful at it. That's
relationships,
why
marriage. Does that apply to marriage?
I have a company and a show that surrounds buying inexpensive property. I do not have a show about successful dating because I've failed at it my whole life.
I was waiting. Oh,
I've
gosh.
I've succeeded at real estate my whole life. I have a show. what have you failed at your whole life?
Oh, my gosh. I failed at all kinds of things. Are you kidding? I failed at a lot of things. And I have a show.
I failed at being a
I'm
happy.
I'm failing it.
I'm going to list the stuff that I failed at. I failed at being a happy accountant. I was probably a pretty good one, but I failed at it. I mean, failed at being a happy one.
I
failed at being a waiter a long time ago. Yeah. I failed at fixing my own car multiple times.
Oh, yeah. I'm good at that one. That's funny. I failed at being a good cook.
Yeah.
No, I'm not bad.
It's not past tense.
It's not bad. Oh, thanks. Come on. Listen.
You're a fantastic dessert maker. You're a good baker, and you and no one can make breakfast like you can.
I can do breakfast. Here's what I can do. I can do breakfast. I think I can do pretty awesome sandwiches. I think that's...
Yeah. You know what,
I'm
Jill,
pretty good with the sandwiches. Best.
There's something you do. I think it's love. There's
that's
something
it.
About the sandwiches that you make.
I can make a good sandwich.
What
I had
it?
Some good stuff to my sandwiches.
Like, I think it's butter or something.
I know. Well, there is sometimes... But I know how to add the right...
No, I got to have sandwiches
things
for
like
lunch
the pickles
today.
And the things like that. I dress them up and make them cool. And I put the side stuff there and all, yeah. So I'm good at sandwiches and I'm good at desserts. And I make pretty good chicken soft tacos. I like to think if you hate them, just
no,
let it
that
go.
Whole taco thing. Okay. So this is what she does with tacos. She puts, it's like a, you know, it's a buffet thing. And she puts all the stuff that you could ever want in
Dream
little
it up.
Separate little bowls. And everyone just gets, and that's you're great at that.
Thank
you. Know
you.
What? I miss that. We haven't done that in a while.
I think we should have chicken soft tacos this week is what I'm hearing. I think kid number three and kid number one will probably like that.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Okay.
We got to have sandwiches now.
I know. Is it my turn?
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, do you have some inspiration for us today?
Are you surrounded by like minds?
Oh, this is a good one.
Because... Man, it helps. If you are surrounded by people who are going in the same direction.
Love it, Jill.
Whether they're ahead of you or behind you, you know, in your path, but you have the same goals, it really makes it all easier. I love it.
Can I take it another step?
Absolutely.
If people in your life or out of your life are telling you that this is a bad idea and that you're going to fail at it, get rid of those people.
Except if you're married.
No, maybe get rid of that person too. Not joking. Okay. Nelson Mandela did after 20 years in prison.
He did.
He divorced his wife. That's right, when he got out. He had 20 years to think about his marriage in prison. Then the day he gets out, he files for divorce.
That's really wild.
True story.
That's crazy. I don't know how this got on a divorce subject, but anyway, it's supposed to be.
No. Hey, surround yourself. Like Jill said, surround yourself by like-minded people. That's what Success Plant is.
Well, I want to add to that. You, Jack, are having a, got the S thing going there, Jack. Right Jack, are my Jack.
Not that Jack.
Not that Jack. So my Jack, you are recently having a whole lot of fun communicating in your Facebook world. And last time I checked, you are in some pretty cool groups and they're like-minded people. You guys are all in there talking about the same things.
I'm making those guys laugh.
Having some fun. I'm not in that group. I heard you guys having some stories and some fun you shared with me. And that is perfect. Everybody's there inspiring each other, having a good time and helping each other. And that's the whole thing about Success Plant. That's our whole pro calls. I mean, all the things that we do too. Knock it off. Let's all help each other and get there faster.
Exactly.
Be around the right people.
This is a great inspirational little episode, Jill. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Get there first. Awesome inspiration, Jill.
That was better than the last one. I think everyone was better than that last one. You didn't like that.
What I got out of this show is that I need to have a sandwich for lunch today.
I got that too. You know what though? Your regular sandwich place is not going to be nearly as good as my sandwiches.
I know. And that's fine.
Okay.
That's what makes it so cool because you don't do it every day. And, you know, there's something in there magical.
Thank you.
I used to think it was cocaine.
Do you know what's funny? It's funny. Do you know what, Jack? One of the things that I like about you is you're like me. You're okay having a sandwich for dinner because I think a sandwich for dinner is cool.
Oh, yeah.
Some people are like, oh, no, it's dinner. We need to have, it's got to be chicken and vegetables and all warm and everything.
Who does that?
People.
So 2016.
There are people out there that still do that. I'm sure of it. And
a couple times a week is good.
I like breakfast for dinner even. I think the kids think that's hilarious too when we used to do that.
You know what's great about you? You're just not a total rule follower.
Oh, like, boy, am I not a rule follower?
Your middle name is out of the box.
Oh, boy. No, I love it. I was going to say, I've been accused of the, it's easier to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, not permission.
Yeah, that's true.
I live by that, too. Don't ask. What's the cliche?
It's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah.
And I fully believe that.
We could use that for inspiration.
I might. Maybe I'll use that another time.
Hey, let's go buy something for half price today and resell it. Jack and Jill, information and inspiration.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.